Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, good morning, good morning, Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. And I hope that this morning I'm being heard because I woke up today. Well, I hardly haven't slept. I have the only toothache right now, and so, but the show must go on. Good morning, it is October 8th. 2018. Oh, we're already in October. This year's about to go. Bye-bye. It is Columbus Day today. Those that are celebrating a long Columbus Day weekend or not, this show is sponsored today by LushRadioOnline.net, E2K Worldwide LLC, and Street Keepers. So, shout out to all the sponsors. Good morning, good morning. It is your humble host, Emma E2K. So, real quick, I want to just jump into what happened this past weekend, right? So, as of from Thursday on to yesterday, there was a leaders conference at my church. It's an urban Christian leaders conference. It's called Flavor Fest, right? And so, those that are following me on the Instagram, follow the hashtag Flavor, F-L-A-V-O-R, Fest 18. And you'll see all the recaps, all the videos, all the highlights. There were so many artists there. So this is not only an Urban Christian Leaders Conference, right, for pastors and leaders of churches and those that want to plant churches and those that want to know how to do urban ministry, but it was a music conference and there was a bunch of Christian hip-hop artists there and R&B artists and poets, and it was just amazing. Long weekend. I'm tired. But they had breakout sessions. And it was just amazing. I can't wait for 2020. So shout out to Flavor Fest. Shout out to Crossover Church and all the volunteers, all the activators, everybody that visited this weekend from everywhere. We had people from everywhere, Canada and Texas and just everywhere, all parts of Florida, Michigan. So shout out to those that that showed up. Yeah, of course, it's a live show, so I'm going to get a call. So there was a team of graffiti artists that redid the kids ministry. There was a beat battle. Oh, my God, that beat battle was off the hook. I saw so many artists, like I said, but follow me on my IG. If you follow me on IG already, go through my page, and you'll see all the videos and all the photos, and it was just amazing. I see Beacon Light. Yeah, my dude Beacon Light. He even gave me a drop, which that's what I promoted this show today with. So shout out to Beacon Light. Beacon Light was one of the first Christian artists that I actually heard. So when I first went into Crossover Church, they give you this VIP bag with magazine, Soul Magazine, and they give you CDs. And his CD, Beacon Light CD, was the first CD that I got the chance to get blessed with, and I played it, and I was like, what? So from that, I started listening to other artists. My dude, so I got like my five tops, if you will, right? But my dude, Roy Tosh, was there, right? Oh, so shout out to Roy Tosh. Roy Tosh has given me some music and has given me drops. I'll be playing some of Roy Tosh's music, you know, a little later. But I also, you know, along Cicely, my girl Cicely was there, and she rocked it, of course. Poet is she, did her thing. She did her poetry. There were so many artists there. But some new artists that I had the chance to see were new for me. I'm new to the circuit. So Stephen Malcolm Fuego, yeah, I gotta check that out. What, Steve? I'm going to be playing that later on as well. That song, Fuego, I was like, where did that come from? So Zonti was there, you know, what God taught me. It was just so many artists. Like, I was just so, KB came on, and Dick Champion, what, yo? So it was amazing. I had a great, awesome time, Flavor Fest. I didn't even understand or realize that the Christian hip-hop world is so amazingly big. Like, it's not just Lecrae, y'all. For those that just listen to Lecrae and think he's the only Christian rapper, there's a lot of rappers that represent Christ in a mighty way, I'm telling you. So I'm on a music overload, getting poured into, meeting just so many people from so many places, was amazing. It was just amazing. Again, I can't wait for 2020. I kind of lost my voice a little bit. So that happened Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday was our regular church day. Again, shout out to Crossover and all those volunteers and all those that just, you know, stepped in and made it happen, were gracious and were serving all those that came on. Shout out to Montel and his wife, Kristen. Oh, my God, they crushed it, like always. I love me some Kristen Jordan. She is just amazing. She's just a beautiful soul. So shout out to Kristen. Hey, everybody that's tuning in, what's up, what's up? Carlos, what's going on? Hi, La India, what's going on? So, yeah, so I'm talking about this past weekend and just all the stuff that that happened. So that happened Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Sunday night, like, I wasn't tired enough. Like, I wasn't already exhausted. I went skating. Shout out to my Skate Life crew. You know who you are. Amazing. Got a chance to meet this amazing skater from London, and he's out here only for like a week, so I pray that he sees this. Shout out to you. The energy was positive and amazing, so it was nice to see you there, and I hope I see you next year as well. Again, for the recap of the Flavor Fest, make sure you just follow my IG, which is Emma E2K. I'm Emma E2K all over. You can Google me, Soy Googleable. Go to Google and type in Emma E2K, and you kind of find out all my bills and emails. But, you know, don't forget that the mighty G-O-D is the one that protects me. So come in peace or don't come through at all. I'm going to play really quick some Roy Tosh. He was out there in Flavor Fest. It was amazing, I'm telling you. I wish you guys would have been there.
Hey, yo, this is Roy Tosh, and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand new single, Stronger, featuring V Rose.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again. When you're falling down, it'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness. Now I've seen my problems never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah, feeling like I'm in a nightmare. Man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Heard buddy I know telling me that they praying. A lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again. We've got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
because it's making you stronger.
We've got to hold on.
All of this pain, it's like I can't catch a break afraid. Holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why's it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you. Feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again. And the same power that did that lives in you, so just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger
and hold on
and never give in.
Don't you ever give in.
When you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We've got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
you know what's making you stronger.
We've got to hold on.
Yes, Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. So I'm here talking about Flavor Fest that just happened this past weekend. And I had the pleasure to attend 2 years ago in 2016. I had the pleasure to serve. And so that was amazing. So it was different. I came in as a leader to get poured into. And it was great. Oh, my God. I had so much fun. You know, it was fun. It was spiritual. It was just, it was everything. And I can't wait to 2020. Also, the issue of Soul Mag, I did a review for Richie Righteous and Church City USA. So get your hands on the new Soul Mag. I had the pleasure and the honor and the privilege to be able to do a write-up. So on Richie Righteous and on his church, Church City USA, which is located in Queens, New York. So yeah, that was everything. I got to see him. I got to see Rich Righteous. I got to see him perform. And so he's dope. He's amazing. He crushed it. He came through, took as much pictures as was asked, signed autographs as he was asked, and, of course, he signed mine. Well, you can only see this if you're watching me live. So this is the article. Check it out, y'all. Yeah, I'm very proud of that. Yep, yep. Very proud of that. Very proud of that. Yeah. So, again, it's a Soul Mag. And so the review is up on there. Shout out to Pastor T, Urban D, who was giving me that opportunity to do that, to be in Soul Mag. This is issue 28. I made it. Issue 28, I made it. Yeah, so I'm feeling good about that. So today's topic that we're going to get into is to talk about what do you do to push through? What do you do to push through? There's a lot of people that stay stagnated. You know, things happen to them, and they kind of, you know, become a victim and walk in victim shoes. My question is, how do you push through? How do you push through when the unthinkable has happened to you? How do you push through when nobody's in your corner? How do you push through when you feel you just walk in a mighty walk alone? How do you push through? What is it that you do? Who do you go to? Who is your source? You know, what is the first thing that you do? Is the first thing that you do is pray and apply it? Or the first thing that you do is go and count on a substance, you know? Do you go have a drink? Do you have a smoke? Because, you know, that's what's going to ease your pain for a little bit anyway, for the 2 minutes or the 2 seconds that you drink or that you smoke. But guess what, y'all? After that, you got to come back to reality. That pain or that thing that you're trying to run away from is still there. It's still festering. It's just all up in your guts. And it won't go away, not with a pill, not with a drink, not with a smoke, not with pornography, not with anything that you can think about. It's not going to be able to help you push through. I know for me, the only thing that helps me push through is knowing that God loves me, has mercy and grace on me for a person that's all just messed up and jacked up like me. That's amazing, isn't it? To know that, to bask in that, to bask in that love, to know that he wants me to win. You know, he's my biggest cheerleader. He's like, come on, Emma, team win. Come on, daughter. You know, adjust your crown and keep going. And to know that I am royalty, to know that I am the daughter of the King of all kings, and I'm not going to walk it. Come on, I got to walk it. You know, he paid the ultimate price, the price that nobody would pay for you. Nowadays, people just don't, they just don't pour in that much. You know, they just don't hang around that long. You know, they just don't care, period. But to know that regardless through it all, God is there for you, loving you, like just cheering you on, like, come on, you can do this, you got this. Oh, my God. That's beyond words. Like, I'm just ecstatic that that's the case. Because if it wasn't, I don't know where I would be, honestly. I don't know where I would be if I didn't have Jesus in my life at this very moment. I kid you not. I could have been going down a slippery slope while I was, you know, and so the Lord rescued me. And I left a lot of things, a lot of unimportant things, a lot of things that are not fulfilling behind. And I'm going to continue to do that. So I'm going to go into music and I'm going to play some KB. So KB performed this song on Flavor Fest and the place went crazy.
Campeón. I do it for the culture, I take it global. I've been moreno, papi, loco, since 8-8. I like dance on the lolo, it's in my torso. I got fire like some cultures, get in my ojos. Okay, okay, we don't walk away, imago day, no way am I gonna leave. Oh no, not today, do not behave, but it's on the league. Weep before you speak, though, think before you eat. How you love a country food more than its people, cause I think you hide behind your politics. You do not want answers, you want arguments. Okay, yes, I love the kingdom more than I love my nation. Yeah, yes, I love my neighbor more than I love his papers. Okay, okay, stop that. Still I, we thrive, we thrive. We don't, do not die. Coming live from the Citadel, I was made alive in the biggest bell. When Washington fell, still hit a Denzel.
Love,
till we live well, we gon' play the role real well.
Campeón.
Woo. One time for the stop.
Arriba campeón.
Oh yeah.
Oh, campeón.
Singing my song.
Arriba campeón. Arriba campeón.
TNC
se unió con el KB. Buscando mis salchichas como KD.
Yeah.
Un saludo a los boricuas en el Navy.
Amen.
Representaron latino y sos KB. Nos hicimos bajo el sol, baños de sudor.
Yeah.
Laboramos todos los días aunque hubo dolor. Lo negativo no nos mata, nos hace mejor. Nuestra fuerza no depende del alrededor.
Oh,
Cuba. Chile, Nicaragua, Argentina y Bolivia. Latinos somos ya familia. Unidos como nos dice la Biblia. Quiero que la gente me suba las manos bien altas para el techo. Y si tú eres latino y no te avergüenzas, pues date dos puños bien duros para el pecho.
Yeah. And I met the bravest, but they still sing when they're living through the anguish. Never be famous when you got a smile for your kids when you know that they're in danger. You feel anger, Puerto Rico, many bodies never claimed you. But when you look into your neighbor and you get hatred, but they be back for vacation. But the people still make it, they will never break it. Cause we're dealing all with the great. Here, being made here, spend a couple days here. See the courageous people that you don't want to migrate here. Probably really want to have the gospel for the nations. Cause I see sheep when you say your heart's full, homie. I see deep when I see weak. I pray to God, I see me.
Come on.
One time for the South
Carolina. I see what comes.
The light in. I know that you're tired, mommy. You're a fighter. Yeah. We just wanna live. I cannot forget. As long as I live, I'll be standing right here. We just wanna live. Let the light in. Always alive, you were not forgotten. Yeah. We just wanna live. Let the light.
Yes, Motivation Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. And that was KB, Long Live the Camp, the Campeón, right, for Spanish. And for English, Long Live the Champion, featuring Yariel and Gabriel Rodriguez, EMC. So shout out to them. That song was fire. Like, when that song went on, Dave just wasn't a person that was standing still. So, yeah, that was amazing to experience that, to be in the room. Again, follow Emma E2K IG. I have everything posted through there, or videos or photos of as much artists as I probably could get a selfie. I became the selfie queen and started just getting selfies with everybody. Because other than that, it would have just been too difficult to try to get everybody. But I think I got at least, I want to say maybe 85% of the artists, or maybe more. That wasn't so bad, right? I got to, you know, just hang out with everybody, and it was just so cool. It was just like a family reunion, man. So shout out again to Flavor Fest 18. Shout out to Pastor T for doing this for the last 18 years. So it's amazing. So it's not only Flavor Fest because it's 2018, but it's Flavor Fest because it's the 18th one. 18th year, yeah. So far, this is like my second Flavor Fest, and I can't wait for my third for 2020. So, yeah, so shout out to everybody that attended Flavor Fest. It was amazing. I had a great time. So I'm going to keep playing some music. I didn't get to get everybody's music that performed on Flavor Fest, but I will eventually. I'll be playing it, so just keep checking me out. Every Monday, I'm going to play two or three different songs that was played in Flavor Fest. You know, because there's a lot of people that don't even realize how big the Christian hip-hop world is. It's pretty big. It's pretty big. And the music is dope. These artists are, like, amazing. And they definitely need for you to know the platform. I know a lot of my people, they watch, and they always want to know the music that I play. So for La India, that's always asking me. This was KB, Campeón, Champion. What up, Sam Diggy? BX is in the building. New York is in the building. I see you, New York. Thank you for hanging out with me. Shout out to Florida. Shout out to London, man. I met one of my homeboys at the skating rink yesterday in Tampa. And he's coming all the way from London. And he was doing some amazing stuff. Like, he was just like, his legs were spaghettis. I was like, what in the world? And he says he does that in the streets of London. So, yeah, that's amazing. So the topic today is, what do you do to push through? What do you do to push through? Like, when you feel everything is caving in on you, when just everything's just going wrong, and there's not one thing that is going right, when your heart is broken, when you feel you just, you know, just don't have no more energy, or no more reason, or no more zest, or whatever it is, like when you're in that funky place, when you feel you're not being understood, what do you do to push through? For me, I shared before the song was that I go straight to God. Like, I go straight to my God because I can't do it, y'all. I just can't. I don't have the strength. I'm just not that strong. Even though a lot of people call me strong and they say I'm a strong woman, but okay, in their eyes, but I'm not really that strong. And I definitely don't have any powers if it ain't God's power, you know? So I have to tap into that daily. Like, daily I got to be praying. Daily I got to push in, you know? Daily I got to just, daily sometimes it just becomes hour by hour. Sometimes I'm just praying moment by moment, like, Jesus, take the wheel. Take it, because if you give it to me, I'm just going to just turn this vehicle right into the I-4 or I-75 or 275 the wrong way. So, yeah. So I always need God to be able to step in, to intervene. The only way he can do that is if we surrender, if we allow. Right? Because the greatest thing is that, and I don't even know if it's great at this point, but he allows us to make our own choices, y'all. He, on top of giving us grace and mercy and favor, he gives us free will to decide, to make choices. I was talking with somebody the other day where we were talking about how God gives us, you know, free will to decide things, and we always decide the wrong thing. And I was like, you know, why would he do that? I feel like that's like a setup. So you give us free will and you let us decide, and we decide the wrong thing, but you're always there, though, to pick us up, even when we fall, right? But that's a dangerous thing when we get just to decide. And then we think that our decision is based on just our feelings and the things that we want. And we forget that our decisions affect all those around us, our community, our families, you know. We don't make a decision and it just affects us. It affects those around us, the people we come across, you know, the people that we deal with, the people we do life with. It affects everyone. It's just not a me, I thing. Well, if you're a selfish person, yeah, it is I and me. But if you really, really know that God has called us to love each other, to love your neighbor as you love yourself, right? Like if you do nothing else, love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you can't do nothing else, do that. He's asking you to, you know, to pour into other people, to love other people, right? Because we got issues, and we want people to love us through it, right? We want people to give us grace and mercy and favor. But a lot of people, you know, think that things are supposed to be given to them, and they're not. You got to fight for everything, you know? Everything is a fight, and everything is a decision away. So you wonder, why am I where I'm at? The decisions that you make, that you continue to make, that you've made before, and you just don't want to make different ones. You know, we all get to decide because God gives us that opportunity, man. He lets us, he gives us free will. He lets us decide. Again, I still question that. I don't know. Is that a setup? I mean, of course he wants us to always make the right decisions and live righteous. But do we do that? No, because we're too busy trying to do things on our own. And we need to stop doing that. So what do you do to push through? That's what I do. I make sure that I have a great village and amazing people around me, positive people and godly people. That even when, you know, when I start making a left a little bit, that they can come and check me in love and be like, hey, sis, come on now. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. Let's go. Right? You're supposed to be going this way and not that way. So shout out to my village. Shout out to my urban Christian women. Shout out to the supportive kings that I have in my life. Shout out to my best friends that happen to be two males. For more than 30 years, that really know me, that really love me, you know, for who I am, not for what I can give, not for what they can get, but for who I am and what I have to contribute to life. So shout out to, again, my village, my people, my family, you know, my true brothers and sisters that really care about me, that really care about my health, care about my children, about that I grow spiritually, mentally, emotionally, you know. Not a lot of people have that. Not a lot of people have that. So, yeah, that's why I guess I'm constantly praying because I feel rich. I feel rich, and I don't have to obtain millions of dollars to feel that way. I feel rich because of the people that I have in my life, the people that I continue to keep in my life, you know? Can't go wrong with that. Can't go wrong with that. It's just been an amazing, amazing experience. Just to know that I'm highly loved and favored. Shout out to Tarika. Hey, Anthony, what's going on? Shout out to everybody watching. Hey, Lynette, watching at the gram. So I'm live on the gram. I'm live on Facebook. Thank you guys for the support always. My extended, my healing queens, my queens that are constantly healing because we just always going through a healing process. There's always something. We never just fully arrived. Again, is that a setup? we've never really arrived. So what do you do to push through? What do you do to push through? Some people read, some people write, some people, you know, pick up a hobby, some people run to God, some people pray. My question today is, what do you do to push through? And if what you're doing, is it effective? Right? Because, okay, you can, you know, you have your choice of doing whatever it is that you do to push through. But is it effective? Is it helping anybody? Is it helping you? Is it helping you? Are you reaping what you sow from that? That's deep, right? Yeah. I'm not supposed to be motivating, but sometimes there's just some things that people need to hear on Motivational Mondays, and I can't hold it back. I can't hold it back. Holy Spirit says you got to share that. So I shared it. You know, being obedient as I am. So what do you do to push through? Think about that today. If you haven't thought about it, what do you do to push through? Maybe you're already doing it. Don't even realize that's what you're doing. So if it's positive, if it benefits you, it empowers you, if it motivates you, not only you or others, if you can use it as your testimony, if you can use it to show people that there is a God, right? To show the Jesus in you, then okay. But if you're using it, and when people see you, they don't see God. When people see you, they don't see peace. When people see you, they just want to be away from you. You got to think about that. You got to really, really think about that. It can't always be everybody else's fault and you're the only one that's right. There's got to come a point in time in your life that you got to really sit still and be like, I'm in this mess, and people can see that I'm in this mess. But more so, I feel I'm in this mess and I don't want to be here anymore. And at that point, you just turn to God and be like, hey, I surrender. Is that easy? Just to, you know, just like, hey, put a stop to it. I know you have given me this amazing free will, and now I choose just to be still, to follow you, to live more righteous. Now, is that, does that make you perfect? No, absolutely not. Not by any means necessary. Are you perfect because you want to live a more righteous life, because you want to live as God intended? No, that does not make you perfect. You will still fall. You will still make mistakes. You know, those things will still happen. The only thing that you have the grace of God. Yeah, he gives you grace to start over again, you know, to be able to apologize, to you know, to go to somebody that you've hurt, that you've have not been good to, and apologize and make wrong things right. Oof. I know he's done it for me, and I've had the opportunity to apologize to those I've hurt. Not everybody, but I've apologized to some and most. And everything is perception, right? Because there's people that I have no idea I've hurt, and they just hold on to stuff and they harbor it. and they don't share it with me, but they want to say it behind my back. I can't apologize to you if you don't come to me and tell me that I offended you or that I hurt you. And today, let me take this moment of time to say I'm sorry to those that I've hurt or offended in any type of way or capacity. Maybe I didn't see it. Maybe I didn't realize it. Maybe I did and just didn't care at that point. Hey, I'm being transparent right now. But this is the opportunity that he gives us, that we can be able to do that. He gives us that grace. He gives us that mercy that we can do that. What a loving God I serve. Whew, I'm telling you, what a loving God I serve. So I'm going to play another song from another artist that was there at Flavor Fest. And if you haven't heard of him, you need to check him out. His name is Stephen Malcolm. And this right here is Fuego. No, that's the name of the song, really.
I got work all on the table, yeah. My bro's on payroll, hey, tell him goons are lay low, yeah. Just keep it fresco, I'm on a whole new level. So keep it muy sosiego, hey, no long top boy, they know. They know I got that fuego, that fuego. Fuego, 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 fuego. Came up from that bando, hey, put it in work like Rambo.
Sauce and de fuego, yeah. Stay with that sauce like Alfredo, yeah. Blessings, they come when he say so. Hold up, hot to my haters, I'm Mano, yeah. I put my homies on payroll, yeah. Placed at the top like a Kenko, I throw the juice up to silence my enemies. Right through that potato. Lighting up the city, the reason I rifle. Giving the gospel where the people be needing that light show. Giving a pen and we deliver more sinners with eyes closed. See the light up in the jar like the skin on Michael, yeah. I shine too bright with that lighter. See, you will find them who take that boy higher. Three for that win, my touch be the might. That's free from my sin, black ties in that fire.
I got work all on this table, yeah. My bros on payroll, hey, tell them goons are lay low, yeah. Just keep it fresh, go. I'm on a whole new level, so keep it muy sosiego.
We do not play, we keep the way. Way up so high that ain't even no gravity where we stay. Yes, you will suffocate all in the atmosphere. Like, yo, what happened here? Just me, I'm sorry, yeah, I do not care. Look in the sky like that's me you see there. If no weapon prospers, then I shall not fear. This here the second city for those who thinkin' we do not got it on lock with no key. We are the prodigy, we are the anomaly. Strengthen the outnumbered, we are IVAV. We are slightly crazy, we are Patrick Swayze. We going ghost till the end, but we do not end, though. Joe told me step, I'm like Lego. Hype beats all over that fight.
Work all on this table, yeah. My bros on payroll, hey, tell them goons are lay low, yeah. Just keep it fresh, go. I'm on a whole new level, so keep it muy sosiego. Hey, no long top boy, they know. They know I got that fuego, that fuego.
Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, man. You already know how I feel about my Mondays. It's like a double blessing. You know, every day I feel blessed. But Mondays, it's not about Mondays. that I feel double blessed. So, yeah, so that was Stephen Malcolm, and that was Fuego. And he performed at Flavor Fest this past weekend, and he turned it out. I thought the speakers was going to blow. Like, everybody was just, oh, my God, it was just pandemonium. When he was performing, his energy was crazy up on stage, like, very engaging. This is the first time actually that I've seen Stephen Malcolm live, you know, performing. So I was blessed by that. So yeah, shout out to him and his whole crew. Like, he stood the whole weekend. It was cool. He even stood for Sunday, for Sunday Mass. So shout out to you, Stephen, doing your thing, you know. Just keep it up, man. So I'm also, like I said, I'm a newbie to this. So I'm also discovering, you know, all this music that actually Christian artists have. So I'm over here thinking like, oh, my God, I got to leave my hip-hop and my great beats and all that. And y'all crushing it. Y'all crushing it. So shout out to the guy that won also the beat battle. Yo, they had a beat battle. Oh, my God. I just felt like back in the days when we was hanging out on Bronx River, like, and so you had all the hip-hop elements. You had graffiti. You had breakdancing. There was breakdancing. There was graffiti. There was a music concert. There was the DJs. Shout out to Charlie Chase. So all the DJs were there from all around the world. It was just amazing. It was amazing just to be able to experience that in a clean setting. There was no smoking, no drinking, no cursing, no calling the female a B-word, none of that. And you still enjoy all five elements of hip-hop and had an amazing time. I had an amazing time. I met some amazing folks. We also got to, I got the honor to lead a project on Saturday for Love Our City, which was to go to the Dollar Tree and bless people with gift cards. And so I was with Angel and my sister from Lakeland. And, you know, they came out and, you know, I was able to show them what Love Our City was about. And, you know, they were blessed by that too. So, yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to everybody that I've met this past weekend. It's just so many people I can't name. But follow me on the IG. I have mostly everybody's pictures that I met or video. All the women tracks that we did with Pastor Lucy and Christian Jordan, which is Montel Jordan's wife. I had an amazing time. I'm telling you, like, just amazing people, a family reunion, people I haven't seen in forever. There's a lot of jewels that I was like, oh. So, yeah, so I had a great time. Don't forget Flavor Fest. So you can follow Flavor Fest on IG as well. Flavor Fest is FLAVORFEST. Follow Flavor Fest. And, yeah, and you can see everything because they're going to be recapping everything that everybody's been posting. So that should be super interesting. So back to the question and back to the topic for today, which is, what do you do to push through? What do you do to push through? You can call in at 213-943-3705 if you want to, you know, share. What do you do to push through? You know, sometimes I apply these questions. We're not really waiting for an answer, like right away, like right now, you know, because people see this, you know, later on. This is a live show right now, but people hear this show later on or see it later on, and then that's when it sparks something in them. So the question I just applied so people could think, I like to stir the mind, right? And if you begin to think, then we can begin to dialogue, then we can begin to communicate, right? And that's important. That's important to keep the communication going, right? If there is no communication, hey, what up, DJ Hassan? Hey, what's going on? Welcome, welcome. Mrs. Sin, how are you? I see you. Hey, Angel, I see you. I see you. Florida in the building. New York City's in the building. So the question applying today is, what do you do to push through? What do you do to push through? Like, what's your go-to? What's your go-to? I pray that it's God, but that can't be the answer for everybody, right? Because everybody's in a different season. So I get it. But my thing is just to spark thought. Like, what do you do to push through? And is it effective? Is it working? Right? Is it working? Can you really, you know, tap into that? Can, would that sustain you in the times that that you just feel so low? You know, can you grab onto that and that be what, you know, what brings you back your joy, right? Your smile, your happiness. A lot of people walking around just loveless and just sad, all depressed and all just cranky for no reason. But that's because they don't have a strong anchor they're holding on to. They're just on their own. And nothing great happens when you're on your own. I just want to share that. That's something I do have to let you know. Some will learn, right? Some will take a little bit of more time. Some are just not ready. And that's cool. I wasn't ready for years, right? God's been chasing me for years. I wasn't ready. There was a long time that I was not ready. I was not trying to hear none of that. I was still wallowing and having my pity party about boo-hoo and all the things that people have done to me and, you know, and all the shystiness and all the distrust that I have for people. So that was just festering in my soul, and I wasn't really living. I wasn't really living. I wasn't really having joy in my life. It was just, it was monotonous. It was just, I will wake up, that's it, figure out how I'm going to make money, spend it, go to sleep. Wake up, figure out how I'm going to make money, spend it, go to sleep. You know, of course, eat in between that, but you get what I'm saying. Like, we can really become just monotonous with the things that we do, the things that we think or we feel are so important, and they're really not. They're really, really not. When you really decipher it, when you really take it apart, you're like, wow, you know, I counted on this. This is what I depended on. This is what I thought was going to bring me joy and all this. And it may for a hot 2 seconds, but I don't want something that's going to last me 2 hot seconds. I want something that's going to be forever and always. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for taking the wheel when I ask for you to take it. Because on my own, yeah, on my own, that just doesn't look cute. You know, on my own, it's just not the way. Not the way that I push through. I can't. I got to go right into prayer. I got to hear from him. Like, I have a relationship with Jesus. So, you know, me and him just go in the paint. Like, hey, like, he get me. You know, he get me. He love me. He thinks I'm funny, y'all. He thinks I'm beautiful. He really gets me. I am his bride. Come on. I am the daughter of the King of all kings. Like, come on. If you don't see the crown, you don't see me. Because he has placed that crown on me. Like, that's a big responsibility, too. It's a big responsibility. So, we're about getting close to the hour. Yes, already hour has passed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this particular Monday, October 8th, Columbus Day. Wherever people are watching, when they watch, if they're watching right now, if they watch this show later on or a week from now or a year from now, if you take nothing from this today, what I want you to take is that we really need something solid to push through. And the only solid thing, the only rock, is Jesus Christ. So, everybody has their opinion. I'm not trying to sway you or convince you or none of that, you know, because the God that I serve don't need nobody to go convince them of, oh, no, really, really. No, you know, it's a personal relationship that you have. I have a personal relationship with him, so I know, I get it. He has showed up and showed out in my life in so many times in so many ways that I gotta do nothing but brag about my God. I love bragging about him. Yep. I'd be like, excuse me a minute while I brag on my God. I love it. I'm going into one more song, and then I'm going to recap today. And, yeah, I'm going to be right back. I'm just trying to see who. Yeah, let's go with. Let's go with Maddie.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, man. I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe.
Believe, man. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday. And I'm going to read out my devotional. And then I'm going to leave you with that, man. And the final words for today. Thank you for always supporting. Thank you for sharing also this video. I see y'all. So it's pray like you mean it. It's October 8th. When you pray, are you doing it in spirit of boldness or in weak prayers? It's as if we are afraid to bother God with our requests. For goodness sake, we better not pester him too much, or perhaps he won't answer them at all, right? So we speak tentatively. Dear Lord, if it is your will, I'd be great if you could. Father, I know you have so much on your plate, but I love if, let's stop with the weak prayers. You're not a wimp. You're a woman. Well, this is for the women. The Lord knows your heart already. Believe that he can do what you are asking. There is no need for caution with the Father who loves you so dearly. Jesus said so himself. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes. Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Mark 9:23-24. Step out boldly in faith, beginning with your prayer life. Are you talking to God in a spirit of timidity? Ask him for help in overcoming your disbelief. Everything is possible for those that believe. So set your heart upon doing so. Pray with boldness. The question that was today was, how do you push through? I pray with boldness. I pray with boldness. I'm bold in my prayers, like, come on, Lord. You are not going to abandon me. You didn't bring me this far to be like Deuce's daughter. I know that. So thank you guys for the support. I can't believe I made it with my tooth killing me and all that. I'm about to go inject some Ambisol or find something. But thank you. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the repost and the sharing. And because it's not really about me being here, but it's really about what we can continue to do for others, right? So God bless you. Have an amazing weekend. Don't forget that God will meet you right where you're at, right there in that hot mess, right there in that confusion, right there where you're questioning, you know, what's the next step in your life. He's right there, just waiting so patiently. He's like the perfect gentleman, just waiting for his invitation. So won't you invite him to your life today? Right? Peace.